ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमध्वमाविद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
The chapter was 1923, chapter 14. Chapter 14, 1923.
Nanyam gunevya kattaram, nanyam gunevya kattaram, yada drashtanu pashyati, yada drashtanu pashyati, gunevyascha param veti, gunevyascha param veti, मद्भावं सोदि गच्छति, मद्भावं सोदि गच्छति, नान्यं गुणेभ्यः कर्तारं, यदा द्रष्टानुपश्यति, गुणेभ्यश्च परं वेति, मद्भावं सोदि गच्छति, गुणानेतानतीत्यत्रीं, गुणानेतानतीत्यत्रीं, देहि देहसमुद्भवान्, देहि देहसमुद्भवान्, जन्म मृत्यु जरा दुःखैः, जन्म मृत्यु जरा दुःखैः, विमुक्तोऽमृतमश्नुते, विमुक्तोऽमृतमश्नुते, गुणानेतानतीत्यत्रीं, देहि देहसमुद्भवान्, जन्म मृत्यु जरा दुःखैः, विमुक्तोऽमृतमश्नुते। अर्जुन उवाच, अर्जुन उवाच, कैर्लिङ्गैस्त्रीं गुणानेतान्, कैर्लिङ्गैस्त्रीं गुणानेतान्, एतानति कैलिङ्गैस्त्रीं गुणानेता, अतीतो भवति प्रभो, अतीतो भवति प्रभो, किमाचारकतं चैतां, किमाचारकतं चैतां, स्त्रीं गुणान्नति वर्तते, स्त्रीं गुणान्नति वर्तते। अर्जुन उवाच, कैलिङ्गैस्त्रीं गुणानेतान्, अतीतो भवति प्रभो, किमाचारकतं चैतां, स्त्रीं गुणान्नति वर्तते। श्रीभगवानुवाच, श्रीभगवानुवाच, प्रकाशं च प्रवृत्तिं च, प्रकाशं च प्रवृत्तिं च, मोहमेव च पाण्डव, मोहमेव च पाण्डव, न द्वेष्टि संप्रवृत्तानि, न द्वेष्टि संप्रवृत्तानि, ननिवृत्तानि काङ्क्षति, ननिवृत्तानि काङ्क्षति। श्रीभगवानुवाच, प्रकाशं च प्रवृत्तिं च, मोहमेव च पाण्डव, न द्वेष्टि संप्रवृत्तानि, ननिवृत्तानि काङ्क्षति। उदासीनवदासीनो, उदासीनवदासीनो, गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते, गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते, गुणा वर्तन्त इत्येव, गुणा वर्तन्त इत्येव, यो वतिष्ठति निङ्गते, यो वतिष्ठति निङ्गते, उदासीनवदासीनो, गुणो गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते, गुणा वर्तन्त इत्येव, यो वतिष्ठति निङ्गते। ऊर्ध्वं गच्छन्ति सत्त्वाः, मध्ये तिष्ठन्ति राजसाः, जगन्यगुणवृत्तिस्ताः अधो गच्छन्ति तामसाः। इज सात्विक पीपल मूव अपवर्ड्स इन एटीन, रजसिक स्टे इन द मिडल, तामसिक गो डाउनवर्ड्स, गो एंड सीक टेक द सेंसलेस वर्ल्ड।
So far, what he's been talking is that every human being in the whole world is emerged from Prakriti and Purusha's play. Purusha is one, the Atma. And Prakriti is one. And Prakriti accounts for the three gunas. The three gunas are part of Prakriti. And Sattva, Rajas, Tamas are the three gunas. Sattva is calm, serene, composed state of mind. Rajas is active, restless, passionate state of mind, desirous state of mind. And Tamas is indolent, lazy, heedless to consequence, that state of mind. And these all three are present in every being. The permutation combination varies. If you have predominantly sattva, you are called as sattvic. Predominantly rajasic, you are called as rajasic. Predominantly tamas, you are tamasic. Now, what are the descriptions of a sattvic guna? He says, clarity, knowledge, purity. These are all the descriptions of sattva guna in a person. What choice? What should we choose? How should we enact the choice? When to speak, when not to speak, should we speak? You know, different choices. Because remember, the choices create our destiny. Our choices create our destiny. There is nobody sitting up the cloud writing your destiny. Forget about it. Like Swami Ramakrishna says, if there is somebody sitting up the cloud, four fellow will catch cold. There's nobody favoring you and not favoring me or anything like that. Your own choices are the fact. Remember, E is equal to mc square. Energy becomes matter, matter becomes energy. The choices are the energy, your thoughts. The thoughts become the energy, they become the matter. So your thoughts determine the destiny, nobody else. Therefore, a sattvic person has clarity of vision in life. What choices to make? What to avoid? What are the obligations? What are to be avoided? You know, that is sattva guna. Rajo guna is greedy, passionate, desirous. This is rajo guna. Tamo guna is lazy, lethargic, indulgent. This is tamas. Now how all these three bind the atma? As it were, atma cannot be bound. But they are bound as it were, like Lilliputans were binding Gulliver. Strictly speaking, Gulliver cannot be bound. But Lilliputans tried their luck. Whole night they were binding Gulliver. Similarly, Atma is bound by Gunas, as it were. Seriously, Gunas cannot bind, but as it were. Why? Because of the foolishness of the combination which is you, me and all of us. When we are ignorant, we are combination, right? We are going and identifying with Gunas and thinking that we are bound. Like the elephant story. From baby elephant stage, they are binding the elephant with the chain and tying it to the pillar. But the elephant tries to move away from the pillar, it's not able to do that. So when he grows up, they have not tied the other end of the chain. Only one side is tied to the elephant's leg. Still the elephant doesn't move. Why? Old condition. So you are binding yourself to this guna. And how does sattva bind you? Sattva binds you to knowledge, sukham, happiness, peace. You will be looking for libraries, Gita classes in Delhi. Supposing you are shifting from Mumbai to Delhi. Right? The family, four or five, shifting from Mumbai. Let's say one is sattva, one is rajas, one is tamas. That's an example. Sattvic person is looking for environment which are knowledge based. Library, education centers, Vedanta classes, etc. He's more interested in knowledge, but liberate, free, happiness, independence. In everything, a sattvic person would be looking for independence. Somebody calls you and says, loan is available. You know, a sattvic person will not choose that. A rajasic person will immediately jump into it. Please understand, if somebody is calling you and saying, no one is available, a sattvic person will say, thank you. Why? Because a sattvic person always wants to choose independence. Commitment without commitment. Remember this. Now, we are all people who choose and then get caught. It's like you are pledging yourself for next 30 years. You go for a loan. It's time, no? A sattvic person doesn't want to tie himself or herself in anything. He is committed. He is very loyal. He is sincere. He will be giving his soul to the organization. But he will not allow himself or herself to be bound. So therefore, he is bound by that thought, that knowledge, which will give him independence. Then, rajasic fellow, he is bound to activity. Acquisition, acquisition, acquisition. Constantly interested in acquisition. Therefore, he is bound to activity. Tamasic fellow, sleep. And bound to sleep, sense pleasure, nothing else. So, what are the descriptions of gunas? How do each one of them bind? And how do you know which one is predominant in you? Like I said, when love, kindness, forgiveness, clarity, these kind of things are showing, then you are sattva predominant. Where your focus is in process, that is on the result, then you can assume that you are predominated by sattva. But if your focus is full, greed, acquisition, I am the doer, in sattva, I am the doer attitude is not. So when the doership attitude is not there, sattva is not. But when the doership attitude is there, rajas. And when are you tamasic predominant? Inactive. And shortcut methods. Trying to get things without having paid the price for it. It's a typical tamasic trait. That is this in third chapter also, no? Eating without producing it. One who eats, but without producing. Trying to get the benevolence of the world, the society, without having paid for it. This, the tendency, it's a tamasic thing. So you can know when these are there, you know tamas is predominant. Then he talks about gati. What happens to a person who dies in predominance of sattva, who dies in predominance of rajas, predominance of tamas? A person who dies in the predominance of sattva is given an environment, body, everything in the next janma, which is conducive to pursue the higher aspects of life. A rajasic person is given the body and the environment, which is conducive for his rajasic pursuit. Tamasic person dies with tamasic tendencies. The human body, in the human body, a person is not allowed to be tamasic. Or supposed to be contributing. In society, in the world, if you see, every being is contributing. Only human being is consciously sometimes not contributing. But one too is the benevolence of the world. But that is not allowed in the human embodiment. Therefore, he may regress to animal embodiment temporarily. From this angle it is a devolution. But another angle it is evolution. Why? Because you get an embodiment to exhaust the asana and come back. So, sattva moves upwards. Rajas stays in the middle. Tamas goes downwards. And what are the fun results of sattva, rajas, tamas? The results of sattva, rajas, tamas, if you continue putting in effort and maintain sattva, peace, calmness, serenity, absolute level, moksha. These are all the benefits you get in sattva. In rajas, shoka, sorrow. You're constantly trying to run after acquisition. But while doing that, what you are doing is, you are actually increasing your vasana, desire. Remember that ratio we saw, happiness definition ratio, what is that? Numerator, denominator. Numerator mein kya tha, denominator mein kya tha? Happiness is equal to, numerator mein number of desires fulfilled. Denominator mein number of desires entertained. Bhul gaya. Studied this in the second chapter. I think verse 64, 65, 66. One of the 67 I think. Swamiji's commentary mein hai, book mein hai. Happiness is equal to number of desires fulfilled. The ratio of number of desires entertained. So number of desires fulfilled 1000. Number of desires entertained 10,000. So what will be the happiness quotient? Fraction. If you try to fulfill the desire without increasing the denominator, then what happens? Happiness starts becoming a whole number. Then if the denominator is zero, then what happens? Anything divided by zero? Yes.
One. No,
infinity. Anything divided by zero is infinity. Anything divided by one is the same number. Anything divided by zero is infinity. So when you don't entertain, when you don't entertain any desire, your joy is infinite. You are dependent on nobody. You are dependent on nothing. You are dependent on neither going nor coming. See, all the bondage is because of our dependence. That's what Krishna said. Arjuna, I don't want anything. So wanting is what causes the sorrow. There is no wanting, you are absolute happiness. So how sattva rajas tamas binds? Now he is going to get us into how to release from tamas, rajas and sattva. How do you release? That is sattva. How to go beyond sattva, rajas, tamas? Let's read that verse. Nanyam gunevya kattaram, nanyam gunevya kattaram, yada drashtanu pashyati, yada drashtanu prashyati, gunevyascha param veti, gunevyascha param veti, madbhavam sovi gacchati, madbhavam sovi gacchati, nanyam gunevya kattaram, yada drashtanu pashyati, gunevyascha param veti, madbhavam sovi gacchati. Na anyam means, anyam means what? Other. Na anyam gunevya. Nothing other than gunas are the karta. I am not the doer, gunas are the doer. Prakriti is the doer, I am Purusha. Remember, Purusha means one who resides in the Puri. Puri may be different cities. Puri means city. Ek man ka Puri hota hai, ek woman ka Puri hota hai. Man body is one city, woman body is one city. But Purusha is the one fellow. There are two different Purushas. You understand? So Purusha lives in the Puri. But Puri has three gunas. Sattva, rajas, tamas. That is saying, if you see that, see means what? While you are playing in the guna, you should see that the gunas are the doer. I am Atma. Atma does nothing. That is called Atma Jnana. You are able to conduct Gita class, go to far, backwards, forwards. All this is not jnanam. While this tamasha is going on from the morning to the night, from room to the tomb, you should see. Don't even tell others. Remember that poem, even this shall pass away when I was quoting it once, I showed you. That is, the king is soliloquizing. He says, pillowed on the marriage bed. Pillowed on the marriage bed. Whispering to his soul, he said, though no monarch has ever pressed a pair of bosom to his breast, mortal flesh must come to clay, even this shall pass away. What did he do? Whispering to his soul. He didn't tell his wife. Day of marriage in the night, he's telling, supposing he tells his wife, your flesh and bone will come to clay one day. Next day she'll divorce him. Then he says, what you need to understand is, we need to understand that it is for us to live, not to sermonize. That's all. So he says, when the seer, in Tamil, Brahmins are called as Parpan. Parpan means one who sees. That's all. You must clearly see this gunas are functioning. I am Purusha. So I am watching, witness. Sakshi. So how do you rise above gunas? By becoming Sakshi. How can you become Sakshi? By gaining knowledge of the gunas and Purusha. Purusha ka barame, we studied in the previous chapter and we are going to study in the next chapter. So, Prakriti ka barame in detail is discussed here. Three gunas. Understanding this and reflecting and then putting into practice, now you will have to see in your life. Okay, sattva is functioning, rajas is functioning, tamas is functioning. Similarly, in me also, sometimes certain thoughts come, I understand, okay, rajas is come. So, if I can understand the gunas and then accordingly manage, control and direct the gunas, then I rise beyond gunas. So this chapter, if I understand, it will help me to go to moksha. At the same time, it will help me to relate with anybody and everybody better. This is part of it. Some people, they are very good storytellers. You find your driver will always complain. You ask him, he will tell one story. And it cannot be more convincing. So you know, this nature is there, he will have, but he has other loyalty and everything there, so you keep him. But you understand, okay, he will come to you. So you tell him, half an hour before, then he will reach. So there are, if I access correctly, similarly, I have these tendencies, so I must restrain myself from these kind of environments. Till I gain control over them, you are able to understand. So to manage, to control, to direct anything, first you need to gain knowledge of it. Fear, for example. We need to gain knowledge. When it continues to remain unknown or half known, your fear continues. Now there are certain people, you are scared of them, but when you get to know them more, fear goes. So knowledge. And with that knowledge, you must stand apart. But if you get involved, finished. You can't rise above this. But we do. But with reference to animals, we understand. Because animals have what is called as collective vasanas. Human beings have what is called as individual vasanas. Though we all belong to the same species of human beings, we all have individual vasanas. Some may be appearing like cow and be a tiger. Some may be tiger and be a cow. Appearing like a tiger but be a cow. But in the tiger's case, every tiger will be a tiger. Will be ferocious. Every deer will be meek and mild. So in human being, when you want to deal, you will do better, you understand the gunas. That is what he said. na anyakarta. Today what is happening? Out of delusion, I am identifying with the guna and I am thinking I am the doer. If I am the doer, then I have to enjoy enjoyership also. Then I have to enjoy pap and punya both. But when I am not the doer, I have no pap, no punya. So he says, when the seer perceives no agent other than the gunas and knows the higher beyond the guna, the purusha, atma, beyond the guna, by identifying with atma, he lives it. There's a very interesting song in Tamil. Paramasivan kaluthil irundhu paambu kettathu. What it means is, Shiva's neck, around Shiva's neck there is the snake. And the snake, being around the neck of Shiva, asking the eagle, how are you? All well? You understand? Because if you are not identifying with Shiva, alone if you are there, eagle will finish you. Similarly, if you are not studying daily, if you are not reflecting daily, if you are not trying to put this knowledge into practice, and then suddenly you think, okay, I studied 13 chapter, 14 chapter, I've understood, and then go in front of gunas, the objects, finished. The sight of a foolish heart in flames, we lump up pineapples in frames. With hopeless wish one looks at the girl, one breaks the glass and cuts his finger. But they who truth and wisdom feed, gets up and studies early morning. But they who truth and wisdom feed, can gather honey from the bee. Because if you are not around Paramashiva, eagle will finish you. Doesn't matter how many classes you attended. Doesn't matter how many ashrams you visited. Doesn't matter. Gunas. This is the danger. It sucks you. The play of gunas sucks you, no? Before we realize we are committed. Then I say, my God, forgive me. Be careful. That is why we say, always be with Paramashiva. Paramashivan kalutthil irundhu paambu kettathu garuda saukhyama. Garuda. Garuda will finish off eagle. Once again. But when snake is around Paramashiva, remember, the way to rise above gunas is through knowledge. All other sadhanas are preparation for knowledge. That's the problem. We are thinking we are the doer. As if the whole world will function only because of it. You are not the doer. Remember the example we have discussed. All these examples are repeating because then you will understand the concept. You board the train from Delhi to Jaipur. Having boarded, you were so tired you slept off. To get up in Jaipur after a few hours. You say, I have moved from Delhi to Jaipur. Did you move? Train moved. You were sleeping. Similarly, Atma in you is not the doer. Gunas are functioning. You get involved in the gunas. That's the problem. So you must, now you are able to say in the class. But from the class when you go and somebody starts calling you names, your rajas and tamas comes out, then you get involved. That objectivity, to the extent you can maintain, to that extent you cross the rules. No other way. God, and that is only possible through knowledge. Again and again, that is why we have so many scriptures. Otherwise all scriptures are saying only one thing. They are not saying two different things or different things. All are saying same. Why do you have different scriptures? Because after some time you will get bored with 40 chapters. Okay, chalo, 15. Then chalo, Bhagavad Gita school, khatam ho gaya. Ab kya karo, dusra. Why? Because it's a mindless to hold on to Paramashiva. It's in my interest
to hold on to the scripture. So variety of scripture, but all are saying the same thing.
But mine needs little variety.
That's the point.
That objectivity, if you learn, then no gunas can bother you. You rise above tamas and others. And what do you do? Okay, this much tamas is there. You, what do you do? You will schedule tamas. Because tamas ke liye, sleep ke liye, you schedule the time. Rajas ke liye, schedule kar diya. And rajas ko directly bhi kar diya. Then you rise above. So to rise above, what is the method? Sakshi bhava. By being a sakshi, and if you want to be a sakshi, you need knowledge. Knowledge not at the memory level, at the practice level. And for that, what help is your individual effort. In solitude, you must sit and reflect. You must sit and reflect in solitude. The best conducive time you choose, sit and think. Only then you will become strong from within. Because without thinking, you have put in all sorts of stuff into you, which have conditioned you now. Now by independently thinking, you have to now slowly, slowly throw them away. Now in this context, I am reminded of this one time to inform you now only. If anybody wants to join the retreat, you are most welcome. We are going to have a retreat on 27th of October. Maybe 25, 26, 27 or 27, around that time, you know. So it may be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or it may be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that time, because Diwali and everything is over, but a group of 20 people will go to nearby village. So we are planning to go around that time. Usually around 12, 13 are regular people, so everybody wants to join us. But this retreat also for what? For you to independent thinking in solitude alone will help you to grow. Because the moment you come in a group, you get influenced. You need to have that ability. So with that preparation when you go back without getting influenced. Otherwise you do get influenced. That is the spiritual person who can go in and come out untouched. That is Krishna. You should come out untouched. When you come out, a little bit of it is there in your mind, you brought little bit. Then vasanas. These vasanas bind you. Nobody else is binding. Your mind is throwing so many excuses. I am bound by this follow, that follow. Nobody else. You are going. Going also is not a problem. You went in without knowledge. Therefore what happened? You got attached, you came back. When you go to these countries to visit any place, they have nicely planned it in such a way when you come out, so many shops in there. And in memory of this visit and carrying something, and I am carrying something. So in other words, the vasana, we have that lingering one, picking up. Be a sakshi, don't get involved, then you write. When you rise, you enjoy every moment and you go to moksha. What's the point in having moksha, which is afterwards? Now I should be happy, na? This is the way you can be happy. No way. Next verse.
गुणादीतानतीत्यत्रीं देही देहसमुद्भवा देही देहसमुद्भवा जन्म मृत्युजरा दुःखैः विमुक्तो मृतमश्नुते गुणादीतानतीत्यत्रीं
దేహి దేహ సముద్భవ జన్మ మృత్యు జరా దుఃఖై విముక్తోమృతమశ్నుతే. When you cross, having crossed over these three gunas, going beyond sattva, rajas and tamas, which what? If you cross all the three gunas, you become purusha. You realize the self. You become jiva mukta. The dweller in the body is completely freed from birth, death, old age and pain. Freed from old age and pain doesn't mean a man of realization will not have any pain visiting his body. Due to his past karma, something may happen to his body also. But he is free from body. Remember, the more you focus on the pain in the body, pain becomes more strong. When you shift the focus from this to something else, that's what they do, no? They give you the paracetamol. What does it do? Temporarily shuts the pain. Pain it shuts. Temporarily shuts the mind. So you feel okay. Then you can sit and study. And the mind is shifted. So that if you can, you remember this, by constantly thinking about pain, my pain becomes bigger and it becomes real also. But if I can shift my focus, I can watch the pain from distance, the pain goes, moves far away. All this goes on, you know, because of old age, disease or her body also, problems will be there. To this I used to quote that movie, Beautiful Mind. You watched? Actual story, you know, that Dr. Nash. He died 2 years ago, 1 year ago in the car accident. In the end of the movie, when he receives the award and comes out, somebody is asking him, those characters, do they come in your mind anymore? Those imaginary characters. Schizophrenic. So, do they still come? What is it? He says, yes. But I have learned to ignore them. Outstanding movie. You must watch it. Great acting. Unbelievable story. Yes, it's true story. What more? He says, remember, they are there, but I have learned to ignore them. So this pain, so what is the difference? Chinnaramaji, I think he gave up his body when he was around late 70s or early 80s. Our Swamiji is still 90 years old, and Swamiji has been operated, you know, that hip replacement. So some bone growth was there, so they said we have to replace this. So he has gone through that hip replacement surgery, so he can't sit in the cross-legged anymore. So that's why he sits on the chair and lectures nowadays. He is 90 years old, even in South Africa recently he played cricket match. Now, my question, see, forget about all these people. One of my colleague Alokji, who is here in Delhi, also a deaf brother, his father, no more, just about a year ago, a year and a half ago, he died, passed away. When he passed away, I think he was around 83 years old. He is a dynamic man. From the age of 75, he slowly started losing his eyesight. Hardly 2%, 3% of it. But his zeal, his energy, I don't think so even we can match it right now. He had a trust for old people, senior citizens. Apart from that, he was involved in many other activities. He used to write letters to CM those days, Sheila Dikshitji. And he used to write letters to the editors in various newspapers. And when he passed away, Sheila Dikshitji was not a chief minister. She still came to the cremation ground. What I am saying is, from where are they getting energy? We are saying, I am tired. But from where are they getting energy? Where is their energy coming? They don't identify with the shortcomings of life. He lost his eyesight. He's identified with the spirit within. That is lifting his spirit. We are stuck with what happened when you were 20 years old, you got certain problems in your legs, thinking about it, and you are wanting everybody, oh yes, I'm starting, you know, so you are not moving. Why are you not moving? Why are they able to move? They have a higher vision, higher goal. The spirit is identified with something else. That's the reason, that's the secret of their productivity. Mahatma Gandhi, you know, they saw that in that movie which they made for Amiram Gandhi. At that age, he's still walking faster than many people. From where are they getting that energy? The higher the goal, the greater the energy. Please understand that. When our focus is on, what do you call this? When our focus is on selfish, you know, just me, my pain, my this. He never spoke about his lack of eyesight to anybody. In case they inquired about it, he made the stop about it. Otherwise, he never spoke. He had a secretary. So he'll call her. She'll come. He will dictate the letters. She'll take. She will read the newspaper and tell him all the news. Then he'll dictate the letters. From where are they getting that energy? There is zero identification with body. That is what he said. He's become free from body. Free from body means what? Is he traveling like a ghost? In fact, one of the definitions, or not definitions, one of the indicators of a man of perfection is Pishashavat. He's like a Pishash. That means devil, ghost. Not that he is ghost. Ghost means what? This is what I have explained. Freed from the body. Thereafter, body is there, but they are not identified with that. Body, according to your own, supposing you did not take care of your body and you have some diabetes, you have some this thing, blood pressure, it will be there. But they, because I'm told Swami Chidananda has some heart issues. And Dhananji, if I remember, he had diabetes. Say, okay, you want to take tablets, whatever you want to do, but you are free. That's what he said. That is in your hands. Not in somebody else's hands. So he says, having crossed over these gunas, what happens to that person? He says, the dweller in the body become completely freed from birth, old age, death and pain. Arising from the body, and he attains immortality while in the body, he become free. This is called Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means what? While you are very much expressing through the body, you become free from the body. Meaning what? Mind is absolutely detached from the body. The more egocentric we are, the more selfish we are, less energy we have. Children have no ego, not yet grown. So they have a lot of energy because they don't think of the past. Future is clear in the video also. But why? Because they don't have ego. We are ego, so the focus is me, myself, everything. There's so much of ego, so much of mind going to the past and future. Hardly any energy. The greater the goal, the greater the energy. The crosser the goal, the more selfish and egocentric the goal, lesser the energy. You want to talk to people about what is happening to your body, where all you are getting pain, how many doctors you visited. There are people with, I tell you, unbelievable number of things. Other day, brother, I take a class in their house. They also are into this social, all sorts of things. So many companies, they do this corporate social responsibility and all that is there. So they were doing some program. They were award giving to all these people who are working in different fields. From their company they were doing this. So they invited me also to be there, to be part of the guest. One lady, she was, I think she must be around 40 or 45 now. About 10 years ago or so, she had gone abroad with her family, and when she returned, some strange skin disease she developed. And the doctors and everybody, whatever they tried, they couldn't cure her. And they said, we have to amputate your legs and hands. There's no other hope, so she did it. She has no legs, no hands. And she has no hands, you can see. She was very sadhana. You can see that she doesn't have hands. But she doesn't have legs, you can't see, because she's using that... That lady is competing in marathons in Bangalore. She's from Bangalore. This is what I'm saying. No legs, no hands, somebody who already had it. Not somebody who was born like that. From there are they getting the inspiration? From there are they getting the energy? Why with all this we are not able to function properly? Where is the focus? Are we leading the life of a human being itself is something that we need to question. See, the languages, all languages have its greatness. Some of them are really very old and cultural. One of that is Tamil. In Tamil, there are certain words, many words, certain words are going to put. For example, the word Kadavul. The word for God is Kadavul in Tamil. Kadavul means God. Kada means beyond. Ul means within. So, Kadavul. God is both transcendental as well as immanent. It is everywhere. Within and without. Now, how do you get to that God? Repeat the word Kadavul. Kadavul, 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 Kadavul. If you say Ulkada, 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 Ulkada. Ulkada means be within. Go within. So like that, you know, so many words are there. So the similarly, word for lamp is velak. Velak means it removes the darkness and makes the things known to you. Therefore, it's called velak. Now, these people who are completely free from the body. In Tamil, from the body, they say male. Male means upar. The sheet on the top of the body. And they say, I'll go and shower and come. Male upar means I'm pouring some water on the upper layer of me. It's there in the daily colloquial usage. Remember we studied Vasamsi Jirnani Yatadihaya Navani Grinnati Naroparani. Meaning this body is a vesture. So just from the childhood when you are growing up, you grow up with these kind of ideas. It's a vesture. You become absolutely free. That is the idea. All these languages, they have thought about this. So in daily common parlance, philosophy is there. Even if you don't have to go Gita class, sit and study. So that is what he is saying. A person who is crossed over these three gunas. How does he cross over? Karma, Bhakti, Gyan. Sarvachaya. Sirf bhakti, sirf karma can only prepare you. But ultimately you need jnana. So with karma and bhakti, finally you go to jnana, sit and study independently, contemplate and apply that knowledge. Be a sakshi, you go beyond. When you go beyond, you become free. Free means what? You become extremely dynamic. But when there is, that is the topic Swamiji will be talking on Saturday. The problem in this world is, like Shakespeare says, you call the dog mad and kill it. Shakespeare says, Vedanta, itna jaldi, itna kab umar mein, kya ho gaya? Why? Because they are thinking that Vedanta will what? Make you retire. You will become lazy. You think like that. I think I told you, that episode where it actually happened. Geet Chetty. You know Geet Chetty, no?
Yeah.
I told this in the class. He about a few years ago, wanted to meet Swamiji through somebody. Somebody told him about Swamiji, so he said, okay, I'd like to meet him. He apparently was contemplating retirement for that time itself. He was like 7 times world champion that time. Something like that. So Swami said, okay, put this, good time is breakfast, can you come and have breakfast with me till this time? So he went. So I believe he said, this is what we were told by Swami. Swamiji has been playing for so many years, won 7 world championships, and I'm not getting any pleasure out of it. And like my boy has been something like that. It'll start to feel like retirement. So Swamiji didn't say anything. So Swamiji, please say something, he said. He said, see, I don't know, you've been brought to a wrong Swami. I only speak to people who are not retired. I don't talk to retired people. So I have nothing to say. No, Swami, I want your opinion. Please guide me. Swami said, see, you won 7 times. You still have it in you. Supposing you lost the body, your mind for it. Something like that I can understand. You still have it, you are saying. And you are saying, but 7 times you won. Pleasure, sir, you know? You're thinking so selfishly from your angle. You are now country, when you win, give Chetty one. When that match happened between Sindhu and the girl, badminton, and what a match it was, and the whole country gets inspired. You understand? So you are now India, you are not individual. But you are looking at it from your angle. And that's why you are not having energy, you don't want to do it. Then forget about how many cups are, that doesn't matter. But you think from that angle. And when you are like that, you want to retire? You understand? That is when you are in the peak is when your service is needed to the country. I'm saying you want to retire because when you lose the streak, then people may say, okay, so what? Let them say. You are a soldier to this nation. Each one of us are to his world. Set an example, man. You know, I absolutely get it, Swami, and he got it. And he went, and I think after that he won a few tournaments. This is the secret, nothing else. The higher the vision, the greater the energy. You will have some problems. Speak, you take some tablets or whatever it has to be done. Do that and get on. You become extremely dynamic. That's what I'm trying to say. You have wrong understandings of Vedanta. People. Because some wrong examples are also there. Like in every field, in this field also, wrong examples are there. And even you misunderstand and then you quote wrongly Vedanta. Vedanta is supposed to tell. Who said that? While in the body, should be free from the body. It doesn't matter what kind of body it is. Okay, in the past I abused the body. So, abhi itna problem. Chalo na. So what? But my spirit, that lady is still competing in marathon. And one or two, I think she's one of. So where that spirit is coming? Completely relinquish this body identification. And that will go, please understand, the principle of attachment is, getting attached to the higher, you drop the lower. There is no other way. A conscious attachment to the higher will what will help you to detach from the lower. So if you want to detach from the body, mind and intellect, you've got to constantly identify with the Atma. There is no other way. There is no other way. You try. And when you do that, you become dynamic. In your business, in your home, in every field, you become a dynamic person. So spirituality will induce dynamism in you. So you should learn it when you are young. Not when you cannot contribute anymore. So this the ulta, everything we understand reverse, upsetter. That's why he says when he becomes free from body, free from body, mind means what? Will he become a ghost? Kya hota usko? This is what happens. He becomes free. So parallel was it. That's why these guys, they are extremely dynamic. Even in their old age, how they are able to. There is a lecture by Swamiji. Aging is a myth. It's a myth. This is the idea. Body will age. But you don't want to age. All in your mind. It's all in your mind. That's why we say thinking has to change. And when the thinking changes, now you stop complaining about anybody. It's not because of him or her. It's me. So how can you hate anybody? You will not. You understand their nature, but you will not hate them. This is all this is there in this habit crossover. And how do you cross over? Karma yoga, bhakti yoga. Of course on a daily basis, little hatha yoga and prana. To do this, you will also be, otherwise you think there is some what do you call that? Medicine or something. Just because you go and hear somebody, okay, temporarily maybe 1 day, 2 days, you'll get motivated. Maximum 1 month. After that, what happens? Again, you go back and identify with the body. And you will. If you do not have anything higher, you will naturally incline to the body. Your mind will go because of old association. And you'll say, it's all very easy to talk, but you know, that's why that effort becomes very important. Which effort? Daily study. But mind doesn't want to cooperate for that. We are entertaining entertainment. Understand? Mind wants entertainment. That's what he says. It is Dharet Atmanatmanam. Atmanam avasarayet, atmaiva atmanu vanduhu, atmaiva vipur atmanaha. You have to lift yourself by yourself, nobody else. Can lift you. If you are relying on somebody, you are finished. The more that, see, remember another thing, Vedanta, if you are a Vedantin, one of the important factors will be increase in self-reliance. You increase in self-sufficiency, increase in self-control, increase in self-confidence. Don't you agree with that? The more and more you start relying on yourself, depending on others becomes less. The greater the dependence, the greater the sorrow. So he becomes free. He doesn't depend on the body. If it depends on the body, then the body can bind him. He becomes free. He learned to be independent of the body. Therefore, even while living in the body, they are free from the body and its persecution. Heat and cold will be there for him also. Joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, honor, dishonor, sensual praise, all this will be there. But they become free. The Chinese philosopher's story is there. Is that so? Is that so? It was praised to skies by its followers. Say, is that so? Is that so? Then they started criticizing him for something. No fault of his. For that also, then they used to say, you are the worst fellow. Is that so? Then after some time they realized that he's not done it, he's pure. Then even when we were criticizing you, you used to still be good to us. You are the greatest. Is that so? Is that so? In other words, become free from the body means knowledge. The knowledge will be the shock absorber. You're sitting and going in the car, the roads are very bad. Of course it will be better if the roads are good, but if the roads are bad. But you are traveling nicely. It was pretty hurt. Why? Because of the shock absorber. Or insurance. That is this. So daily when you sit and study and reflect and become detached from the body, mind, intellect, that is nothing but investing in insurance, buying a shock absorber for yourself. That's what it is. And that will make you self-reliant. That will make you energetic. That will make you motivated. And you will become a motivating factor in many people's lives. Firstly in your children. That's what he's saying. Otherwise if you read this verse from Upar Upar, why is the stars old age and all that? What does it mean? It means all this. Next verse. Now having heard all this, Arjuna now wants to know the mark of a person who has reached this, that level. Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna uvacha, kailingai stream gunane tan, kailingai stream gunane tan, atito bhavati prabho, atito bhavati prabho, kimacharakatam chaitan, vipunan adivartate, vipunan adivartate, Arjuna uvacha, kailingai stream gunane tan, अतीतो भवति प्रभो किमाचारक कथं चैतां त्रिगुणान् अतिवर्तते अर्जुन वाच अर्जुन से व्हाट आर द मार्क्स कै लिंग लिंग मीन्स आइडेंटिफिकेशन मार्क्स कै लिंग व्हाट मार्क्स हैज ही हु हैज क्रॉस्ड ओवर दी थ्री गुणस. Same question like second chapter. What are the definitions of the prajna? Same question. Three gunas. What are the marks of a person who has gone beyond three gunas? How do I know who is rich there? Will he be wearing some special kind of clothes? You know, in that sense. What is his conduct? How does he go beyond these three gunas? What is the context? How does he go? Having, He's asking. Krishna will answer. How does he go? How does he conduct? When things happen to him, how does he take it? And how does he meet with people? What are his traits, marks? In other words, when Krishna talks about this kind of crossing, Arjuna becomes enthusiastic to know what is the way to go beyond these three gunas. And by going beyond these three gunas, what happens to me? What is the fall I get? All that Arjuna is asking. How do you go? What should I do? He said, how does he go beyond? In a way, he's asking, what should I do to go beyond? How does it matter how he went? Till I am not gone, I am not going to be free. He is gone, he is free. So I have to go. So in other words, what is asking? How do I go? What are the marks? The traits of a person who is crossed over. Because he will also live amongst us only. Guna Atita, each one who is gone beyond Gunas, will he not live amongst us? No, does he necessarily have to wear a special robe? No need. He may be just wearing ordinary clothes. And if you go to the Upanishad, they give examples of people who have reached there and they are doing witchery, witching job, witching. Will you even for a second think he is crossed? We have our own conditioning. A man who is cross means he will be very humble, soft-spoken, walking without chapter. We have our own, all sorts of definitions. Arjuna is asking, what are the marks of a person? That we will see on the 14th of September. 14th, na? 7th is Thursday. So there's no plan on calendar.
No plan on calendar.
Because Swamiji's lecture is there.
Oh, that's
Swamiji and Swamiji, they are coming.
Second.
What's that? Second Swamiji's lecture.
And then
the third, there's no lecture. Because the hall was not available.
Okay.
So Swamiji's lecture is an independent talk.
Mm-hmm.
And 4, 5, 6, 7 is Swamiji's Gita, chapter 16.
No, evening.
But morning I'll be with him.
No,
I'll be with him. So therefore 7th there is no class. 14th.
So 8th
only they're going. So 8th is Friday and they're going that day only. We'll meet on 14th.
पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतेष्वभावात् करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.